Hello, everyone. You're listening to The Michael Amedee Show, episode 615, Finding Creative Inspiration in Everyday Life. Once again, with the coffee. Well, it's morning here in Denver, Colorado, and of course, as the time of year would dictate, it's starting to get colder. We're expecting snow in a few days, and you can already tell the storm is starting to weave its way into the skies above the city. Now, I've been thinking about the process of the things we're talking about now, creativity, finding creativity in one's life, and I appreciate all the really kind messages I received about the last episode. I'm excited as well to continue this path, and I hope it's useful. If you have anything that you want me to cover, make sure, find me on social media, whatever, send me a message. I'll be happy to cover those things as well. But like I promised, we're going to be getting into the idea of finding creative inspiration in everyday life. Now, I remember moments in my experience where while I was in survival, I might have some kind of ideas, but it was always muted by the sound of just the difficulty of living and the stress. And I think the thing that I don't want to put that on everybody, because everybody has their own experiences and everybody's in a different situation. However, there are a few things that I've found that seem to help with reopening my creative mind, and has helped people who've talked to me about this in the past. And so I want to give you those basic steps now. The first one is about being present. And I think I would be remiss if I didn't mention the glaring thing in front of everybody these days, the modern dilemma, which is put the phone down. Look, there's a lot of inspiring things on social media. There's a lot of inspiring things online. And I'm not saying you can't get that from a phone. I absolutely think you can. But I think a lot of times it becomes very compulsory. And also, let's keep in mind that these companies have people who are behavioral scientists who really know how to trigger dopamine in our brain, how to keep us moving and within their platform and keeping us kind of zoned out. We're kind of outgunned. Psychologically, we're outgunned by these people. And so we have to be aware of this. So I think the best thing we can do is maybe make the conscious choice. A couple times where you would normally go on your phone, maybe just leave it. The other week, being at a concert, Peter Gabriel's show, I noticed there was a lot of people sitting there who couldn't go more than a song, maybe a song and a half, without checking Facebook. I could see them doing it in front of me. And it made me realize I have some of those compulsions as well. So I'm not above them. I'm just noticing it and someone else saying, oh, I need to recognize that in myself as well. This is the thief of our creative time. So what I would say is, if you can, consciously attempt to make the choice a few times, and this might take some practice, to leave the phone somewhere else, or leave it in your pocket, and just allow yourself to be present in the moment. The next thing I would say is, as you're present and you notice things, you're looking around, slow it way down. Instead of just walking and seeing what seeing the path in front of you that you're walking down, or seeing the landscape in front of you as you look out of the window, instead slow down. Look at the individual pieces. Admire them. Appreciate it. Even if it's not a traditionally beautiful thing, just notice it and allow your attention to be drawn completely by that thing, or this experience, or this feeling, the sound of the wind, a piece of music, a phrase you might have heard somebody say, a phrase that just popped up in your own head. Take some time to appreciate and to look deeper. And then I would suggest playing with it. I call it remixing it, right? You take different ideas and you jam them together in interesting ways. You spin this corner, this part of the phrase, or this idea, this visual thing that you see. What if it actually turned into something that represented another element instead? Could the leaves on a tree suddenly become like bird's feathers? And now there's a tree with bird's feathers on top. I mean, I'm just throwing out ideas. The remixing it, playing with it. And play with it until it resonates, until it makes you delighted, until it excites you. Just enjoy it. It's just the process of creating. It's just for fun. There is no agenda here. And as you're seeing things this way, it's again giving yourself permission to be playful and to let that kind of child-based part of your creativity open up and run wild. And then I would suggest, if you can, and once again, without agenda, find a way to capture it. Could you pull your phone out of your pocket and record yourself a voice memo? Could you write a quick note to yourself about what you just created? And that right there is just a fun, short, creative practice you can do every day. And you can start to, you know, bleed this into the other parts in your life. But once you're able to do this a little bit, then can you find a way to do that in your normal, everyday experience? Can you find a way to make yourself enjoy the process of sitting in a cubicle, for instance? There's people who have. Not for me, but there's people who have. And you find a way to find creativity wherever you are. To me, that is a powerful ability. And something that when we cultivate it, it's helping us strengthen these muscles that we can then later on down the road apply in a more deep way to our work that we're going to be putting out into the public. So I would suggest trying this. It's something I do all of the time. I started doing it years ago, and it's still one of the favorite things that I do. I hope this is useful. If you think it is, you can find me, michaelamade.com, or on social media. I'm the guy in the cowboy hat. But I will be following this up again tomorrow with a new episode that will continue this thread. Like I said, there's a lot to talk about. So until then, have a wonderful day. Keep living courageously. Keep living creatively. I'll see you next time. Thank you.